breath, I tried to put together where I was, what I was doing there, besides surviving. My last clear memories weren't pleasant. I remembered knowing that I was about to die. I couldn't see much in the dark, but I didn't need to see to know we had lost. Had the company turned the tide, Croker would have found me long ago. Why hadn't the victors? There were men moving on the battlefield. I heard low voices arguing, moving my way slowly. I had to get out of there. I got up, managed to stumble 4 steps before I fell on my face, too weak to move another inch. Thirst was a demon devouring me from the inside out. My throat was so dry I couldn't whine. I'd made noise. The looters were quiet now. They were sneaking toward me after one more victim. Where was my sword? I was going to die now. No weapon and no strength to use if I found one before they found me. I could see them now. 3 men backlighted by a faint glow from Deja Gore. Small men, like most of the Shadow Master soldiers. Neither strong nor particularly skilled, but in my case, they needed neither strength nor skill. Could I play dead? No. They wouldn't be deceived. Corpses would be cool now. Damn them! Before they killed me, they would do more than just rob me. They wouldn't kill me. They would recognize the armor. The Shadow Masters weren't fools. They knew who I'd been. They knew what I carried inside my head, treasures they dreamed about getting out. There would be rewards for my capture. Maybe there are gods. A racket broke out behind the looters. Sounded like a sally from Deja Gore, some kind of spoiling raid. Mogaba wasn't sitting on his hands waiting for the Shadow Masters to come to him. One of the looters said something in a normal voice. Someone told him to shut up. The third man entered his opinion. An argument ensued. The first man didn't want to investigate the uproar. He'd had enough fighting. The others overruled him. The fates were kind. 2 responsible soldiers handed me a life. I lay where I'd fallen, resting for several minutes before I got onto hands and knees and crawled back to the mound of bodies. I found my sword, an ancient and consecrated blade created by Kharki in the younger days of the domination. A storied blade, but no one, not even Croker, had heard its tale. I crawled toward the hummock where, when I'd seen him last, my love had been making his final stand, just him and Mergen and the company standard, trying to stem the rout. It seemed an all-night trek. I found a dead soldier with water in his canteen. I drained it and went on. My strength grew as I crept. By the time I reached the hummock, I could totter along upright. I found nothing there, just dead men. Croker was not among them. The company standard was gone. I felt hollow. Had the Shadow Masters taken him? They would want him badly for crushing their army at Goja, for taking Deja Gore, for killing Storm Shadow. I could not believe they had him. It had taken me too long to find him. No god, no fate could be so cruel. I cried. The night grew quiet. The sortie had withdrawn. The looters would return now. I started moving, stumbled into a dead elephant and almost shrieked, thinking I had walked right into a monster. The elephants had carried all kinds of clutter. Some might be useful. I scrounged a few pounds of dried food, a skin of water,